epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, good afternoon. I'm Scoot. Coming up in the next hour, Congressman Steve Scalise is going to join us in the studio. And we've been planning this for a long time. I ran into the congressman a couple of weeks ago at the bicentennial celebration for Jefferson Parish, 200 years old. And, man, Jefferson Parish did a phenomenal job. Believe it or not, they turned Lakeside Mall into a ballroom. It was the ball at the mall, and I hope they can come up with another reason to do this and make it for just even more people. It was packed, and it was so incredible how they did it. I mean, there were like three different staging areas. There were like 50 restaurants just as you cruise throughout the mall, and just the decorations were incredible. It was truly a ball at the mall. And so the congressman came up to me and he said, "Scoot, how you doing?" And we were happy to see each other. I really like Steve Scalise. If you listen to this show, you know that I have not always agreed with everything that he has said politically. But that doesn't mean that I have any ill feelings toward him. I like him. And we disagree. And that's very, very American. Now, we might totally agree this afternoon. I mean, I know what I want to talk to him about, and I'm sure there's some things that he wants to bring up. There's some positive things to talk about. And so I want this to be an example of how two people, if we do disagree on something, how we can disagree, but that doesn't change how we feel about each other. And I can't tell you what a warm feeling it was when Steve Scalise came up to me at that bicentennial ball at Lakeside Mall. I mean, he came up to me and he hugged me and he said, "Scoot, and I want to come on the show. And you know, we've been trying to do this for a while." I also did, for a while I was doing YouTube. In fact, I'm going to bring back the Scoot on the Air YouTube channel. So be watching for that. I'd love for you to join me and subscribe to Scoot on the Air YouTube, because I'm going to bring that back as well as doing Substack. So, you know, it's an extension of the show, a little more freedom to talk about things, but it's essentially the show. But there is an interview that I did a few years ago with Steve Scalise, and we did it over lunch at where were we? We were at Antoine's. Had a great lunch at Antoine's, and they took care of us as we had lunch, and we had a great conversation over lunch. And there was at one point where the congressman, I think he was saying something about my meal, and I told him I didn't want him to taste it because I didn't want to share germs or something like that. I mean, it was a very funny moment, actually. But we had a great conversation, a very candid conversation. He was part of the very first. In fact, that's the first show. It should be the first show on my YouTube channel if you scroll back and find it. I think you can also Google Scoot interview Steve Scalise YouTube channel, Scoot on the Air, and you should find it. But it was a great conversation, and we're going to have another great conversation today. and information comes out of conversation. So I'm really looking forward to this conversation with the congressman this afternoon. And once again, I want this to serve as an opportunity to demonstrate that we don't have to agree on everything to consider ourselves to be civil, good Americans. It should not be about hate, but the hate part of disagreeing has become a spectator sport. I'll talk to the congressman about that as well, and I know he'll have something to say about it. So if you're just tuning in, we have been talking about the Epstein files and the big lie from the Trump administration and the idea that MAGA people, Trump supporters, Trump loyalists, are just bashing Trump's people over not releasing the Epstein files. And I asked this question yesterday. I'm still curious why so many Trump supporters want the files to be released. I think they're not releasing them. One of two reasons. Either Trump is in the files because he's been pictured in many situations with Jeffrey Epstein. But that doesn't mean he had sex with underage girls. But are they not releasing the files? And did the files suddenly disappear because Trump's in them? Or did some of the big, influential, well-known people in the files pay Trump to make the files disappear? I think it's one of those two things. Either way, it's not good. And I don't want the files released for some voyeuristic satisfaction on my part. I want the files released because I think we need to expose these SOBs who are rich and powerful, and they are paying. Many of them are married. They're paying to have sex with underage girls. I mean, do you know how disgusting that is? Of course you do. It's disgusting. And yet it happens. And there are Republicans doing this too. There's no protection for a political ideology when it comes to depravity. There's depravity on both sides. So why isn't Trump releasing him? And why did they suddenly disappear? It's a total lie because Pam Bondi admitted that she had a stack of the Epstein files on her desk. She said that to John Roberts in February on Fox News. And now they're suddenly gone. So it's BS. It's total BS. Again, on Substack, I can get a little more graphic with that I can on the air here. But anyway, yeah, I want you to start tuning into my YouTube channel because I'm going to start posting stuff almost daily on the YouTube channel. And it's an extension of the show here on WWL. But I'm looking forward to the conversation. So we've been talking about the Epstein files. And, Alex Jones from InfoWars, he was so sick over Donald Trump not releasing the files that he said he was ready to puke. He was going to vomit. He was just like on the verge of. He said it was starting to build up in his throat that he was so disgusted he was going to puke, and it's crazy. I mean, I applaud those MAGA supporters of Trump. I applaud them for being hard on the Trump administration, saying, you know, you lied to us. Release the files. Well, maybe they're totally gone now. But they existed, and people read them, and people knew what was in them, if they don't even exist anymore, like they say. But I applaud them for recognizing that this is a big, fat lie. And as I said earlier in the show, if you voted for Trump, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem if you support voting for Trump. I have a problem with people who believe the lies that they're hearing from right-wing conservative media. The right-wing echo chamber. They are lying to you. Daily, they are lying to you. And you're buying it. That's what I have a problem with. The misinformation and the hate that goes along with disagreement today. That doesn't have to be that way. All right. Also, Elon Musk has started a third party, the American Party. And I said earlier, there are a lot of Democrats who are not happy with the Democrat Party. I don't know how anybody could be happy with the Democrat Party. Because they don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know where they're going. They don't have any kind of foundation. They don't have any kind of message. They are an absolute mess. Biden was a mess. Kamala Harris was a mess. She wasn't the right candidate. I'm not her personally, but her candidacy was just a mess. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, he's trying to present himself as a moderate. And if he successfully does this, he will be a threat in 2028. Trust me, he will be a threat in 2028 if he presents himself as a moderate. He is in South Carolina, supposedly trying to help the Democratic Party with the midterm elections, but he's there also because he's looking at 2028. Andy Beshear, the governor of Kentucky, also a moderate Democrat, is also now starting to talk about a presidential run in 2028. So there are going to be some Democrats who are going to be moderate and who are going to be an alternative. And if in the shadow of Trump, if Trump doesn't run again, and there are going to be people who are going to try to make that happen, if he doesn't run again, there will be an attempt to put another right-wing conservative like J.D. Vance in Trump's place. If the Democrats come up with a moderate candidate against a right-wing radical, I think the Democrats win. So all of this stuff that's going on, giving the president more power, the Democrat, once the Democrat gets in the White House, he or she is going to have that same power that Trump has today. So be careful what you wish for. I'm Scoot. If you have a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Jimmy's in Gretna. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, what's up, Scoot? I didn't see you at the Uncle Sam Jam, man. I missed you, but it was a great event.
Yeah, I'm glad you went. How was Don McLean? I couldn't make it. I tried. You know, I'm on the air till 4, and I couldn't get there. So how was Don McLean?
It was great. I actually met him. And Shenandoah was great. It wasn't as big a crowd as usual, but it was a great event. And I hope that next year's, I hope some rock bands are involved. You know, I like rock bands more so than any other genre, but it was great. Don McLean's a legend and a great songwriter. But I wanted to say two things really briefly. Last week I called up about Ozzy's final concert. I don't know if you or Ian heard about the controversy. One of the singers, his name is Dave Draymond for the band Disturbed. He did a song with the old Ozzy guitarist, Jakey Lee. You know, they had a bunch of different artists from past, present, from Ozzy's history play at this last concert. And from what I understand, Ian can look this up to get the backstory on this. Dave Draymond of Disturbed was booed, not because of his performance, but because of his stance with the Israel-Palestine conflict. Supposedly he was seen signing IDF Israeli bombs before they, you know, like there was photos of that. And because of that, he was booed on stage. I don't know if y'all heard about that story. And
no,
he wasn't booed because of his performance. He was booed because of his stance politically and signing these bombs, these Israeli bombs that were headed to Gaza. That's number one. Number two, I'll say this about the Epstein thing. I think it's a bipartisan issue. You know, I know Janice called up and is like, look, we got to vote harder. I mean, I'm at the point now personally, I'm sure a lot of Americans feel this way. The right-left paradigm is a sham.
Yep.
We can vote as hard as we want. There is no real political solution. I think on a local level there is. I think at that level it's a lot harder. I think the Epstein files, and like you said, Scoot, I agree with you 100%. It's a bipartisan issue, just like inflation. Everyone's eaten up by this inflation with the fiat currency backed by nothing. Everyone can relate to that in America right now. Doesn't matter where you're at, whether you have money, you're falling down even faster, or you have no money. The inflation's eating everybody up. I think the same applies to wanting to protect kids. And like you said, you have to put a spotlight on this. Why do people say, like today, Trump saying, well, who cares about the Epstein files? We have more important things to deal with in Texas and this and that. I mean, he is a former actor. I don't lose a lot of sleep over it because, again, I think this is more of a script than anything else. But like you said, pedophilia, sexual abuse is something that needs to be, spotlight needs to be put on that. We need to protect young people. I have daughters. We need to protect our daughters. For things like that. And one final thing, you know, I've seen this recently, this whole debate. I saw Shelby Latino and local meteorologist Zach Ferdella. You know, a lot of people are saying there was some patent on cloud seeding and weather modification that led to what happened in Texas. And local meteorologists have come out and said, yes, cloud seeding exists, but weather modification for nefarious purposes doesn't. I want to get your take on that because, you know, it's involving a situation where young people died or people died, and it's getting kind of heated on social media over this subject of cloud seeding versus weather modification for God knows what. Some people are suggesting to clear out land for a land grab. I don't know. But I want to get your take on that. What's the deal with this cloud seeding? Because I don't really know what that means.
Well, cloud seeding is a way to, you know, I forget exactly what they shoot into the clouds, but there's some chemical they shoot into the clouds that creates condensation. And so the cloud rains. So rain comes out of the cloud, essentially. And I think that's possible. But this is a system that came up from the Gulf, briefly in the Gulf into Mexico, went up Mexico and into Texas. And I don't really know that much about it, but it doesn't seem like this was subject to cloud seeding. It was just something that happened. I mean, we've had storms here in New Orleans where they predicted 5 inches and we've gotten 10 inches. We don't get flooding like a raging river like they do there because of the hill country. It's in the hill country of Texas. And all of the rainwater goes downhill, and it went so fast that it didn't even have time to absorb into the landscape. So it just went into the Guadalupe River and it just swelled tremendously. And again, we were talking last hour about the city of Kerrville. They decided not to put in a warning siren system like on the river itself, outside of cell phones and everything, so where you would actually hear it. This would wake you up. And they're talking about how people don't want to be disturbed by that. Look, if there's a friggin' raging river coming and you know, people are going to die, I don't think sleeping is a big priority. But these people were absolutely stupid for making that decision. And man, the lives of some of these people are on their hands. So this was just a natural catastrophe. The only thing that could have been done is more people could have been alerted, but you know, their cell phone use was sketchy in that area, and not everybody had their cell phones with them. So there's a lot of things that were going on at the time. But if they would have had that warning system on the river, more people would have known. Hey, look, when we come back after this break, I got to tell you about a big change with airport TSA lines. This is so good. I've been waiting for this to happen, and it's finally happening. I don't know why it went on as long as it did, but it's finally happening. We'll tell you about that when we come back. If you have a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers Talking Text line is 504-260-1870. And coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, I'm really looking forward to this. Congressman Steve Scalise, the House Majority Leader, is going to be sitting right there, right across from me in that chair. And we're going to have a conversation on the air. And it's going to be a great conversation. I'm already predicting that. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWE.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy,
StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
UL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1947, New Mexico's Roswell Daily Record newspaper reported that an alien aircraft had crashed near a local ranch, and the headline read, RAAF captures flying saucer in Roswell region. In the coming decades, there would be stories about extraterrestrials and flying saucers, and songs like Starman, Hangar 18 by Megadeth, Radiohead's Subterranean, Homesick Alien, and this song, 00 UFO by the Ramones, all came out. There were also stories that the Air Force actually had the bodies of the aliens on ice at the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. And I remember talking about this. I was doing my morning show one morning, and it was still dark while I was on the air, and I was telling this story. And a father called up, and he said, "Hey, Scoot, stop. Please stop talking about this. You're scaring my daughter." I didn't mean to scare the guy's daughter, but this was stuff that we believed is true. Now, some people still believe it. I don't know if it's true, but the stories were really credible at the time. And this would have been in the early to mid 70s. I forget the year. But I remember talking about this story that had just broken about the crash that took place in 1947. The government had the bodies of the aliens that died, and they had them on ice at the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio. And people were describing the bodies and what they looked like. And I mean, I was just telling this story on my morning show, and it was just it was wild and crazy. All right. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. We'll get to some of your calls here in just a moment. All right. Big announcement from TSA. You can keep your shoes on. They're going to stop making us take off our shoes. Some U.S. airports, including Baltimore, Washington International Airport, Fort Lauderdale, may have already made the change, no longer requiring passengers to remove their shoes for pre-flight security checks. This is really awesome. In addition to Fort Lauderdale and Baltimore, the Portland Airport, Philadelphia Airport, they have a switch policy already, so it's coming. TSA is changing the policy. You know, all of this started because some terrorist put a bomb in his shoe. How long ago was this? 15 years ago? I mean, this was a long time ago. I mean, it's a good thing he didn't put it in his underwear, because if he would have put it in his, I think somebody tried to do that. But I mean, they'd have us taking off our underwear as we go through the checkpoint. You know, as much fun as that might be for some people, no, I don't want to have to do that. But taking off your shoes, I've been waiting and waiting for this to happen, because this has gone on way too long. Nobody's done it since this one person, and only one person did it. And I just thought that taking off your shoes was totally irrational. And yet, we've been taking off our shoes at the airport, but that is changing, and I think that's good news. Okay, let's go to Raphael in New Orleans. Raphael, you're on WWL. Thank you for hanging on, sir.
Ma'am, thank you for having me. I appreciate your show, and sure. I appreciate you and your opening the door to various opinions and testimonies. And I was on your show one time, and I spoke about weather. I'd like to speak about the climate.
Okay.
Just like, you know, that UFO story, we don't know if it's true, or if it is true, that shows that there's a lot of things that can be hidden. And if it's not true, it shows that we could be lied to on a mass scale.
Well, let me say two things right here. I'm going to let you continue. I think we're lied to all the time, and I think there are a lot of things that are hidden.
Yes. And so, likewise, there's, the cloud seeding that we had here, Texas cloud seeding company Rainmaker, that was seeding in Texas 2 days before, has a CEO that is funded by Peter Thiel, connected to Palantir. There's more to the weather modification if you're going to go on the covert side of things. So you have the overt side, like the projects that are like benign, trying to end drought and all that. And then you have other agendas, because the patents and the history go deep. The people that have written books about this, Zelensky, and many other people, I'm not going to remember their names, that have written about by the year 2018, technologies will make available to the leaders of nations certain technologies that, you know, can, that a bare minimum of security forces will need to be appraised of. And that's what we've been seeing. And I was telling you last time, if I can bring that up, about HAARP and how the Air Force had admitted to using it to manage the ionosphere. And you said you'd have to see about that. So I sent you an email. Hope it didn't end up in spam. But there's more than that. So if I go to, like, just the document, the scientific literature and ChatGPT, NEXRAD facility towers are microwave or stations that emit microwave pulses that could influence precipitation, nuclei, and air pressure, especially if you've got cloud seeding. Now, there's other factors that affect water vapor, and I was telling you this last time, and you said it wasn't very relevant, but it's very relevant when you understand. Water vapor is the primary greenhouse gas on Earth that drives climate. CO2 is a scapegoat. They don't want you paying attention to the technologies and industries that do affect the primary greenhouse gas, which is water vapor. 90% of the Earth's greenhouse gas is water vapor. Most people think it's CO2 or methane. CO2 and man-made CO2 is even a smaller amount. NASA says in their document the importance of understanding clouds, that even small changes in the location or abundance of clouds can change the climate more than the anticipated changes brought about by greenhouse gases, human-produced aerosols, or other factors associated with global change. And what we're not paying attention to are all the microwave facility towers that are interacting with weather. And the same on July 5th, I captured yet another hurricane going into landfall into the Doppler radar on the East Coast, Tropical Storm Chantal. And I have years of documenting that. Katrina went into 5 Doppler radars in a row. And I actually have the interview of the Army captain that was ordered to bring as many body bags to New Orleans 11 days before Katrina made landfall. And he brought 5,226 body bags to New Orleans, well, 115 miles outside of New Orleans, 8 days before Katrina made landfall. And at first he thought it was going to be a terrorist attack, but 8 days out when he brought those body bags, he found out it was a hurricane. And I didn't know 4 days before that there was a hurricane coming. And he was told that with satellites, the military knew with 210% accuracy. But since then, we've noticed, and ChatGPT will explain to you the science on how these radars could affect the weather, especially if there is all this, and it could be pollution, too. Let's just say pollution. Let's just give the benefit of the doubt to some of this massive jet exhaust.
All right, Rafael, let me ask you a question. If this stuff is being done, and a lot of this went right over my head, I'm being honest with you, but if this stuff is being done, there has to be a reason. What is the reason? What was the reason for the flooding in Texas? What was the reason for the cloud seeding? What was the purpose of that?
Okay, he's saying his quote that he who rules the weather will rule the world.
Okay, but what was the reason they did it? Why did they do it in Texas?
Well, it was the 4th of July. All right. So first of all, that was a community that happened to have made out a strong stand. We can speculate on this area. You may not know why someone's dead in the street, but you know they're dead in the street. You know they were killed with a gun. You know there was a gun.
But you're going to ask the question. Somebody shot him. You don't just you never leave the person dead in the street and say, okay, they're dead in the street.
And
what's the reason?
You can find the guy, and he won't tell you why he shot him, but he still shot him. So what I'm saying is that community was known for standing down to lockdown, measures, as well as the Texas Panhandle that had those wildfires last year, was it?
Yeah.
They, too, are a community. I mean, it could be, deep state vendetta. It could be smart cities that are wanting to build smart cities.
Rafael, honestly, I think this is all a little wacky. But I'm always open. I mean, it sounds like you're really deep into conspiracy theories, and you have a right to do that.
I don't have time for history.
Yeah,
I'm deep into science and history.
Okay,
and
I think that's
what
cool.
I'm saying sounds crazy because they haven't been telling us.
Yeah,
about
it does sound crazy.
That's all.
Yeah, but look, I'm not naive. I know there's a lot of stuff that goes on, but there has to be a reason. And when you give me the reason, the specific reason that these things are being done, and let me know who's doing it, and then get back to me instead of just talking about what's happening. I don't know. Again, a lot of that scientific stuff, chemistry stuff went right over my head. But I have an open mind about things, but I think some of that was kind of nonsense. Give me the reason why these things are being done, and that's going to tell me more about whether or not I think it's credible. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We're coming back with more of your comments. Oakland Art Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1110. 1-870. All right, listen, remember, you know, news happens all the time, and we, like, get all kinds of news here all the time. And also, you know, when you want to hear something back on this show, if you've called in or we've read your text, or maybe you just can't believe something that I've said, you can always stream our show or go back by going to the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's free. You can now go to iHeart.com, the iHeart app. Go to the iHeart app. We're now on Audacy, the iHeart app, and also TuneIn. So you can find us and you can stream this show wherever you are. You've got your phone, iHeart, Audacy, TuneIn. We're there on your phone. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on W.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
WL. I'm Scoot on the air, and yeah, you know, look, sometimes we disagree, and I mean, that's okay. Man, this country was built on disagreement. Don't freak out if I have an opinion that's different from yours. Just don't, you know, be so hateful about the whole thing. Elon Musk is now saying that Donald Trump, quote, used me so much. He did. Donald Trump used Elon Musk. But Elon Musk used Donald Trump, too. Because if it hadn't been for Donald Trump, Elon Musk's Tesla stock wouldn't be going down. I mean, think of all the good things that have happened because of his relationship with Donald Trump. So, you know, Donald Trump did use Elon Musk, used his money, got in, and then kind of pushed him away. And I told you, as soon as these two guys got together, what did I tell you on this show? I told you that this is not going to last, that Donald Trump is not going to tolerate him getting this much attention. And so it lasted long enough for Trump to feel like he paid Elon Musk back, and then he was out the door. I mean, it might have been kind of mutual, but Elon Musk is, Donald Trump has money. Elon Musk has more money, and Donald Trump doesn't want Elon Musk as an adversary, but he is an adversary. And Elon Musk is now starting a third party that's going to initially mostly hurt the Republicans, but I think it's going to draw a lot of voters from the Democrats as well. Because, you know, people are not happy right now, and they're not happy with the two-party system. And I'm telling you, beware of the millennials. The millennials are the largest segment of the population. Boomers are no longer the largest segment. Millennials are. And millennials, if they got together and voted, they could control elections. But young people don't vote as much as they should. So that's a fortunate thing for the aging boomers. You better hope that they don't vote in massive numbers. But if they did, they could really, Zoomers and millennials could really help this third party. So that's going to be something that we're going to continue to watch. All right, let's go to New Orleans. Patrick, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, and thanks for hanging on, Patrick.
Hello. I just wanted to mention that Tuesday, a week ago, you were not being totally fair in your discussion. I did try to call in that day, but there was a timing constraint and I wasn't able to get on the line. But interestingly, since then, my statement now is all the more solidified in that you were saying that there are so many Republicans who are totally irate and they should be happy. And I agree with you on that. They should be happy that their choice won the presidency. But you didn't discuss any of the liberals out there who nationwide are just as angry and need to, you know, probably tone down their rhetoric because distinctly since this event in Texas, there were numerous liberals who were saying on social media, and I'm saying, quote unquote, leaders of the Liberal Party that were saying that the people in Texas deserved the event there because of how many of them voted for Trump.
So what's your point?
My point is you should try to be a little more fair.
No,
wait
a minute. No, I shouldn't try to be more fair. I don't have to be more fair. Fox News is not fair. Newsmax is not fair. Why do I have to be fair? Explain that to me, Patrick.
Well,
Fox News is not fair. Conservative radio is not fair. So why do I have to be fair? Tell me that.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, I don't pay attention to Fox News.
Okay, but you know they slant way right. You know they promote Donald Trump whenever they can. So why do I have to be fair and give equal time to everybody? Explain that to me.
Okay. Well, there aren't just Republicans that are totally irate. There are plenty of Democrats.
Give me the names. What are the liberals' names?
Well, let's see. There's one individual from right here in Orleans Parish.
Okay.
And he claims to be a reverend.
Liberal. Hey, Patrick, that's no liberal leader. I mean, come on. I thought you're talking about like national people. What are the names of the liberals that you mentioned that were on social media blaming Trump for the flooding? What were their names?
I can't remember exactly at this time because I didn't note it that big time. But,
okay. All right. Obviously, they were not names that we remember. Patrick, I appreciate the call, but we're finished. I try to be fair, and I don't know what led into that conversation, but I remember the conversation that I was having, and it was about, and it's a legitimate point. Why? And this has nothing to do with being equal and saying that liberals are angry. Of course, there are liberals who are angry. Of course, they're pissed off. I get that. But I was talking about this phenomenon of why are so many Republicans angry when their guy won the election? Where does the source of anger come from if your guy won and if your guy's doing whatever the hell he wants in office? That has nothing to do with the liberals who are angry about things. That's a legitimate conversation. The liberals lost, but the Republicans who won, they're angry. Why are so many Republicans angry? That was the conversation we had last Tuesday. And if you want to call up and say that liberal leaders are on social media, then I'm going to ask you what the names, if you can name two, that's fine. You don't have to know all of them. But these are obviously, this guy's bringing up BS because these are obviously not liberal leaders as he suggested because he couldn't name any. It wasn't like Maxine Waters, who I have no respect for. It wasn't like Chuck Schumer. It wasn't Nancy Pelosi because he would know these names. It's some reverend in New Orleans. I mean, not to discredit the reverend, but that guy's not a liberal leader. I thought he was talking about like, you know, national liberals. Listen, I'm here. I'm quick to criticize liberals. But that particular day, we were just talking about this phenomenon of Republicans, their candidate won, and there is so much anger coming from Republicans. I sit here every day and I get it from some of these Republicans who are angry. Why are they so angry? I see it on social media. Why are you angry if your guy won and he's doing everything he wants to do in office? What's the source of the anger other than you just feel like you need to be angry to be relevant? And if you're not angry, you're not relevant. Well, that's a pretty sad state of affairs if the only thing that makes you relevant is your anger. That's really pretty pathetic. All right, we're going to come back to wrap up this hour. Ian is setting things up right now for the arrival of our guest. Congressman Steve Scalise will join me in the studio next hour, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, the Supreme Court has blocked an order that stopped Trump's federal layoffs, so I guess those can continue. I hope they do it with great wisdom. The distinguished congressman, the House Majority Leader, Congressman Steve Scalise, joins me live in the studio coming up next. And thank you for all of your questions, and I hope we cover a lot in this next hour. Should be a very interesting conversation. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back with the congressman on WWL.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.